drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. If you're a parent of small children and looking to laugh at life with newborns, although it sometimes doesn't feel very funny, look no further, The Letdown is back. The series follows Audrey's struggles as a new mum while she navigates the steep learning curve of motherhood, all while incredibly sleep-deprived. Co-creator and writers Sarah Scheller and Alison Bell are my guests in tonight's drawing room. Welcome.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So where did the idea come from for The Letdown, Sarah?
I guess it came from my experience with a mother's group and then Alison's experience with motherhood as well. We sort of drew very heavily on our own experiences. But initially it was going to mother's group and I only lasted a couple of weeks. I left and I just found it was a very interesting setting. It reminded me a lot of group therapy. There were tears and there was laughter and I found that it wasn't necessarily something that I needed at the time. I had a lot of friends with babies and I had lots of family members nearby. And I'm not really much of an oversharer. But I remember coming home and talking to my husband about it a lot, saying, God, I just loved, there's so many amazing characters. I think it'd be, it's ripe for comedy. And he was like, oh, you should make a show of it for sure. So I brought Alison in and she promptly went away and had a baby. So.
I did
perfect.
Well, good timing, Alison. Yep. And how did that inform the writing of this show? I mean, how closely linked is it to what happened after, you know, the baby?
We'd kind of sketched out what the pilot was before I gave birth to my son. But certainly it was excellent time because I was in the middle of the experience. Sarah had that little bit of distance. Her youngest was 3 years old. So she could laugh at what was happening to me. I had less of a sense of humour while I was
I laughed and wrote it down.
Yeah. She took notes as I shared my misery.
So why call it The Letdown? I mean, that title, there's so much going on in that title, isn't it? Is it the letdown of motherhood and the letdown of literally the letdown, the milk thing?
It's all the
things. Yeah, that's it. It's a wordplay for sure. We thought it was we just thought it was a funny, clever title.
But it's also the letdown, like, you know, I let myself down. I'm constantly let down by myself as a mother. So it's not just blaming others for the experience. But it can be interpreted in any which way that kind of suits the viewer, I think.
And so much of Audrey's experience is managing expectations. So we thought that it was a good title for her story.
So as a writing team, what's the process?
Very collaborative. We write very, very detailed episode outlines together. And then when it comes to writing the episodes, we're quite organic with our process. Some episodes will take a really short time. Others will take, you know, a lot longer for the stories to emerge and kind of sing on the page. But we use a program called Writer Duet, where we can both be inside the script at exactly the same time. So I can literally see Sarah typing things. And we usually divvy up scenes and that sort of thing. But we're writing it together.
Yeah. We spend a lot of time sort of plotting. I think that's where the majority of the time is spent when you're writing a script, because if you've got a really nice detailed outline, writing the dialogue comes pretty easily. So a lot of we spend a lot of time together. We drink a lot of coffee. Yeah. We talk, we laugh a lot, we gossip a lot.
Most of our stories come out of that talking and gossiping.
And eventually we find some semblance of an episode there. Look, but we're also writing down, we're constantly keeping notes, you know, at the moment we're jotting down notes for season three. Like we're always on. Pretty much.
And as you say, you're already taking notes for season three. So that's already an incredibly long sort of run for a show. Where do you get all the new material? Does new motherhood actually provide that much material?
Certainly does. did it not for you?
No, it certainly did. Almost a rhetorical question, but you can still answer.
No, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? Because the kids just keep growing and the challenges just change. But they don't end. You know, I don't think, well, certainly Sarah and I don't feel like we're 100% on top of anything.
And we're really interested in the relationships that change as well once you start a family. So it's not necessarily all about mothering, but, you know, the relationship with your partner, with your own mother, with your friends, that's always, everything's always shifting. So we like to explore those dynamics. as well as, you know, changing nappies and...
the tedium.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of tedium. So what's been the hardest kind of issues to tackle as a show? Because obviously there are some, you know, funny light ones, but has there been any dark themes that you've had to also deal with?
I think certainly in series one, dealing with the grief of losing yourself or part of yourself. I think that was a big part of our pilot, and that's a big part of the entire series. It's that identity crisis, and that's something that we got a lot of feedback on. That moment on the bus and the pilot seemed to, you know, hit a nerve with a lot of people out there. But certainly in series two, we go into darker terrain, I would say.
We do. Yeah, we felt a real responsibility to keep sort of pushing the show because that seemed to be what people responded to, those darker moments from season one. So we sort of continue that with season two without giving too much away. We tackle themes of, you know, we talk about fertility, we talk about aging, perimenopause. We spoke a lot about incontinence in season one. That continues with season two.
Yeah, a lot of body stuff.
It's funny prolapse. How incontinence does that, really. It just keeps...
it keeps coming.
Yeah, nothing's resolved in our series. Everyone's issues just keep going on and on.
But returning to work as well, I mean, that's not a dark issue, but, you know, we tackle a lot of self-care in a slightly darker way, you know, the use of alcohol to kind of self-medicate. there's a lot of stuff in series two that we... You know, we try to tell the truth, basically, and we draw on the experiences of people around us.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvella. Sarah Scheller and Alison Bell of the Australian comedy series The Letdown are my guests in the drawing room. Let's just have a listen to a snippet of The Letdown.
She's going to miss Bella, Nonna.
Don't you talk about it. It'll upset me again.
We'll be back every other weekend. What's that?
We've found Pepe Le Pew. Just adorable.
Mum, you can't watch that today. He's a would-be rapist. The cat spends every ep running for her life from a sexual predator.
Oh, he's just amorous. Gosh, you're a bore. You need to go to Paris. Mummy's no fun since she had you.
Time's up, Peppy. Put a bing on. There's no non-consensual rape. Oh, sorry, Sue. No, yep. Oh, no, I was just talking to my mother. No, that doesn't... No, it doesn't matter. No. No, not a... No, she hasn't been. No.
Mummy's been silly, isn't she? It's funny and romantic.
Turn it off.
It's funny and romantic.
Some people see it that way, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's fascinating. So clearly exploring the intergenerational differences there in terms of mothering and the way we manage those issues.
We have a lot of fun with that. We really enjoy looking at Verity's character and the grandmother in Lois in series one too. That was, we had a ball writing that and shooting that episode.
Yeah, because it's amazing how, you know, our mothers, they put babies to sleep on their tummies, and no matter what you tell them, they will still put that baby on. You know, it's like, Mum, you can't do that anymore.
It's hard for us even to keep up with the literature and, you know, the best practices. And, you know, that's just with a couple of years in between kids and that sort of thing. But, you know, so generationally, we're decades apart in research.
Yeah, we are. I reckon we're apart between children, right?
Yes,
you have a kid
that's
two
true.
Years later and it's like, no, you're not meant to do that anymore. It's exhausting.
That's right.
Yeah.
It really is. There's way too much to read.
it's great when you decide to burn the baby Bible and just go it alone, right?
That's true. Yes,
yes
it is.
It's very liberating.
Yep. Operate on instinct.
And then fail anyway. And Alison, were you always going to play Audrey? Is this the role you were born for?
Look, no. as neatly as it fits my messy aesthetic. When we started writing this, when we started working on the series, that wasn't in my head, and that only came about just before we were going to shoot the pilot, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so I was kind of, it was out of convenience, really, that I jumped into that part. But I'm thrilled. You know, it's a real joy to play this character. And she's not me and she's not Sarah. She's very much an amalgam of our experiences and a bunch of other people who we know. So she is a fiction. So it's a lot of fun to play her. She also says a lot of things out loud that neither Sarah nor I would, but
we want
we
to.
Could. Yeah. So that's quite enjoyable to do that for the screen.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I can't imagine anyone else playing Audrey than Alison. She just does it so perfectly every time.
Well, thank you very much.
Maybe Alison doesn't want to hear that. Play her.
She's
so
blushing.
Perfectly. What does that say? Maybe
Maybe she is a secret part of you.
Indeed. I mean, she absolutely is. Of course she is. But, yeah, and unfortunately it's not too hard for people to recognise me at the park because I look a lot like her.
I'm funny, though.
In that state of disrepair most of the time.
But why is it that some mums don't look like they're in a state of disrepair at the park? They're the ones that I'm always fascinated by. Like, how do they manage? Because I always look like a bag lady at the park.
I guess it's just different priorities, I think.
Yes. We were discussing this yesterday and Sarah and I are like-minded. We would prefer a little bit more sleep than a face of makeup. Like, that's just the way we are in the world. So, but I'm guessing those women just get up that little bit earlier before the kid wakes up or whatever and they tong their hair. That's no judgment. Like that.
No. Actually, quite the opposite.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think, oh, wow. And we've seen each other now and you can't unsee me. That's what I often think. Absolutely. Or their babies do that freaky thing where they sleep for 12 hours, like 2 weeks
in.
Yes. That's true.
And there are some of those mums and good luck to them. That's wonderful. But that's very unusual.
That's not the story we wanted to tell.
No, that's not interesting because
that's too neat.
No, it's a bit weird, really. So last season was about keeping the baby alive, a very important task when you become a parent. It's pretty much your crucial task. So what will we see in season two? I mean, you talk about parenting basically just doesn't end. It just keeps going.
No, this could go on for many, many series.
It could keep going. It really will keep going. Season two, what are the themes there? I mean, the baby's alive now.
The baby's alive. If season one, as Al was saying earlier, was more of an identity crisis for Audrey, season two is surrender, really. She's surrendered to it. She's in it. And it becomes more about the family and that small family unit than just her own sort of experience. So it's about choice and it's about the decisions that we have to make once we become a family.
And how you navigate each family member's needs. I think that's a big part of it. You know, in series two, we have Audrey attempting to return to work and there are challenges around that and kind of assumptions around that. So we have a lot of fun kind of making fun of Jeremy when he starts questioning the cost of childcare, you know, those sorts of things. But for the entire ensemble, it's about the choices we all make and how we navigate our families.
Yeah, and about home. What does home mean? Because Jeremy will be in Adelaide and Audrey isn't. That's a bit of a spoiler.
I'm
doing it.
Do it.
Just go there.
Start the conversation.
Time someone does that. People come on and they say, you'll have to see our show. And you think, yeah, we know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jeremy's in Adelaide and it's a really fun way for us to physicalise the distance that can grow in a relationship. We physically make our couple, we tear them apart. And there are some real challenges that they face in that. But, you know, on an emotional level, that happens to a lot of couples as their tasks, you know, or their role in the world starts to shift. There can be quite a gulf between them.
Did you know it would be such a success? Because The Letdown is back on our screens tonight, but season one has now been picked up by Netflix, right?
Yeah, it was produced. It was co-produced by Netflix and the ABC. So they were on board pretty early, which blew our minds, to be honest. We didn't anticipate the response that we've had at all. When we had a beautiful response here in Australia, and then when it landed on Netflix internationally, we prepared ourselves for radio silence. You know, there's so much content these days that we didn't expect anything.
I remember saying to Al, look, it could do nothing.
Nothing.
Al, like, let's not get excited, you know.
We're better at managing our expectations than Audrey, see.
But we definitely saw a gap in the market for a show that was an honest depiction of new motherhood. We did feel like the timing was right. We got very nervous about shows like Catastrophe when we saw they were coming out and, you know, even movies like Tully and Bad Mums, and we'd go, oh, my God, they beat us to it. But they're all very different to what we were doing as well. So it was part of a real movement, I think, and we got very lucky with the timing, I will say.
It's interesting you just said you saw a gap in the market, and clearly there was. What does it say that it took us that long as a culture to take an interest in something that is experienced so dominantly by so many people in our culture.
I know, it's really interesting. I mean, it's for us, it's just putting that story in the hands of women and not having men write stories of motherhood. You just get a completely different story when it's written by two women who've lived these experiences themselves.
It reinforces what we already know about the world, doesn't it? I mean, that the gatekeepers in most industries have been men, and the world is changing, and it's a really good time to be a female creative, I can tell you that much.
And men have also often regarded motherhood as boring, as something that's mundane, and those and we talk a lot about the domestic sphere and how that's been regarded as, you know, just boring,
space.
Just dull, yeah. Dull to watch. And we find it heroic. and it can be very interesting, and it can be very humorous. And there can be light in the darkness.
Light in the darkness. Well, you guys are light in our darkness. Did you like how I did that? I mean, it's dark right now.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Sarah Schaller and Alison Bell of The Letdown have been my guests in the drawing room tonight. The Letdown is back for a second season tonight on ABC TV at 9 p.m. Or, of course, you can watch it on iView whenever you feel like or whenever your babies are asleep.